This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question is relating to the time that Qiyam al-Layl should be practiced during the night. What's the best time during the night?
Our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, it's mentioned in Sahih Hadith of Musnad Ahmad, volume number 6, page number 7. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has added one more prayer, that is the witr. So pray witr between Isha and Fajr. That means the time of Isha is after sunset when the redness in the sky disappears. That is the time of Isha. So after you offer Isha, you can pray any time before the break of dawn, before the time of Fajr starts. This is the earliest and the latest where you can pray the Qiyam al-Layl. And as I mentioned earlier, witr is another name for Qiyam al-Layl. And our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, it's mentioned in Musannaf Abdul Razzaq, hadith number 4623, that our beloved Prophet ﷺ said that if someone fears that he will not wake up in the night, then he can offer the witr or the Qiyam al-Layl in the early part of the night. But if a person knows that he's going to get up at night, he should pray at night after he gets up from sleep. Because praying in the later part of the night is much better, where angels witness for the person. And as I mentioned earlier, the hadith I mentioned earlier of Sahih Muslim, volume number 1, hadith number 1656. It's a hadith which is also there in Sahih Bukhari with a different wording. It is muttafiq alayk. It also occurs in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 2, in the book of Tahajjud, hadith number 1145. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ said that Allah the Supreme, the Glorious, He descends to the lowest part of the heaven during the last one third of the night. And then He asks, is there anyone who is supplicating to me so that I can answer his supplication? Is there anyone who is begging to me so that I can give him? Is there anyone who's asking forgiveness so that I can forgive him? It's the muttafiq alayk hadith, occurs in Sahih Muslim, also in Sahih Bukhari. It's further mentioned in the hadith of Tirmidhi, in the book of supplications, hadith number 3579, that the closest a servant is to his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is during the last one third of the night. And if he prays to him during that time, it's the best. So the Qiyam al-Layl, the witr, it's immediately after Isha is earliest you can pray, up to the break of dawn. But the best time is the last one third of the night. And that's what is further mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, hadith number 2010, where Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said when people were offering the Qiyam al-Layl in Ramadan immediately after Isha, that it's good, but it would have been better if they offered the last one third of the night. So praying in the last one third is the best. But you can start immediately after Isha and pray just before the break of dawn, before the Fajr time. But in the mosque generally, majority of the mosques, they have immediately after Isha, that is approximately 2 hours after the break of fast, after sunset, plus minus half an hour, most of the mosques, because it's convenient. Because there are people who are young in the congregation, there are people who are elderly people, there are women. So to make it easier and not to make life difficult for them, because most of them, it's difficult for them to get up in the middle of the night. So in majority of the mosques, they have it immediately after Isha, about maybe 2 hours or 2.5 hours after the break of fast, which is no problem at all. It's better to pray than not to pray. Better to pray early than not to pray. But the best time is last one third of the night. So if some of the mosques have during the last one third of the night, no Qiyam al-Layl in Ramadan, that's the best. But the majority of the mosques have it earlier, which there's no problem at all.